capturing Idlib, why is this so important to Syrian forces?
Well, it's important because it's the last stronghold of any armed opposition in Syria. The Syrian government, or Assad government, we should say, has been systematically capturing territory after it has lost control of large parts of the country in this civil war. And it's been successful in doing that with the help of Russia. And Idlib represents the last stronghold. And he's now ready and took action to capture that city and province.
So would this be the last gasp for Syrian opposition forces being backed by Turkey?
Well, that's right. In a sense that, you know, the opposition or the government have been allowing any opposition forces escaping other parts to gather in Idlib. It's kind of like a convenient way to get everyone in the same location. And I have predicted that this would happen. This would start last year, that they would now move on. And I don't think Syrian government will stop until it captures all of its all the territory in Idlib. And this represents a problem for Turkey because Turkey has been the guarantor of the opposition in that area and has been hoping that by talking to Russia and indirectly with the Syrian regime that it can stop an all-out war. And there's been attempts at ceasefire or some sort of agreement of safe zones. And Turkey was hoping that there wouldn't be any attack on the city. But knowing the strategy that Syrian government and Russia had all along, which is to take complete control of the country as the only way to end this conflict, it was inevitable that they would attack Idlib.
What implications lay next for Turkey if Assad forces are successful here?
Well, Turkey is facing a clash with Russia, and that's what it's worried about, not clash with the Syrian forces. There could be some skirmishes, but I think both sides, Russians as well as Turkey, are sending messages that they're prepared for war if necessary. Probably these are just attempts at laying the ground for a talk later, end of February or early March, on what to do in this area. But I personally think that Turkey cannot move an inch without Russian approval in Syria. So if Russia says, sorry, we have to give this area back to the Assad regime, I don't think Turkey can do much.
My understanding was towards the end of 2019, we had a number of ceasefires in place that kind of seemed to fall apart. Why was it that the ceasefires were not able to continue to find some ground?
Well, these ceasefires are just time windows for people to stop fighting and consolidate their ground. They're never an intent to end, like ceasefire completely, because it's been very clear. And if you, I've been watching this conflict for a number of years. The Russian and the government's strategy is to get complete control of the country. They're not going to stop until it happens. They're not going to allow, or they don't want to allow, you know, armed opposition, in the country. And from their perspective, they are justified in their view, and they are saying that these are Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups or some radical Islamist jihadist groups, and that they are a threat to the country. And to be honest, I don't see any other way of ending this conflict. It appears that Assad will prevail.
Do we have any indication on what Russia's next move might be? I mean, they've been a supporter, obviously, of Bashar al-Assad since this conflict began. Do we have a real indication of what Russia might do next once the country's in control?
Well, Russia's move is very clear. Support the Assad regime to capture Idlib and to control Turkey so that it doesn't get involved in any armed warfare with the Assad regime. And once the country is completely captured, to ensure that a constitution is built so that President Assad is completely in power and that Russian interests in the region are protected. It's a very clear strategy.
And in terms of the humanitarian crisis we're seeing in the region, Idlib are already a huge number of people that have been displaced from Idlib. Once this is over, once the opposition forces, rebel forces have been wiped out, what's next? Will we be able to see people moving back into the region, or is the crisis, in humanitarian terms, likely to escalate?
I think that there will be refugees from Idlib because people have been moving to that area thinking that it was safe, and now they it's not, so they have to move out. But once the civil war has ended, I think a large portion of the people will return, those especially who are in poor countries or in camps, they will return. But those who have migrated to perhaps to another country may stay. And a rebuilding has to start. And I think in this case, we need to put everything behind and help Syria. The world, global community needs to help so that people who are displaced are settled back again without any problems. So that, you know, we can all learn from this and that it doesn't happen again.
Absolutely. Well, Mehmet, thank you very much. I do appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you, my pleasure.